I'm playing it to be ironic.
Yes. You're doing a good job of being ironic. Oh, man. This is one of those songs that I kind of wish that YouTube never made popular. Anyway, welcome
it's
back.
It's fun to hate it.
You know? It is. It's fun to hate it, but it's not fun to listen to.
We gotta get this.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Let me just say, for a baseball person like myself, there's no such thing as Friday. There's no weekends in baseball season. It's just day four of a homestand, day four of a road trip. I don't know what day of the week it is. But this time of the year, I got no baseball. I know it's Friday. Because tomorrow I got the Battle of the Ravine in Arkadelphia, Ouachita and Henderson. But now as we wrap up not only this version of The Zone, we also wrap up the week with The Zone Rewind, and Matty T's
now
got it all lined up.
It's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's The Zone Rewind.
And of course we start with some of the biggest news coming out over last weekend. Richie Incognito. I saw his filing a grievance against the Dolphins for his suspension. He said that the issue with Jonathan Martin wasn't about racism. It was about their relationship.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, because of all this, you've become the face of bullying in America. Somebody thinks of a bully, they think of Richie Incognito.
This isn't an issue about bullying. This is an issue of mine and John's relationship. You can ask anybody in the Miami Dolphins locker room who had John Martin's back the absolute most, and they'll undoubtedly tell you me.
And we stay with Richie Incognito, as most people have been doing over this week. It's been big in the news, and Richie Incognito, I should just call him, he says that he's not racist, but the word that he used on that text message and on the voicemail was really a product of the environment in the locker room.
All this stuff coming out just it speaks to the culture of our locker room. It speaks to the culture of our closeness. It speaks to the culture of our brotherhood. And the racism, the bad words, you know, that's what I regret most, but that's a product of the environment. And that's something that we use all the time.
Sounds like an excuse. We had a great Monday show. I was happy to be there with Justin at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, and we had Ike Forte and Roland Sales both on for a segment or two. I didn't realize this story about how Ike Forte chose the Arkansas Razorbacks because initially he was being looked at by Oklahoma.
Well, actually, I was going to Oklahoma.
Really?
Of all schools.
Yes. Barry Switzer. Barry was a head coach down there. They had running backs like Joe Washington,
David Lee Stewart, wasn't he over there too?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, Oklahoma was the place for me.
Okay.
And after I went down to Tyler Junior College, there was a guy named Earl Campbell was the big name down there.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Was he? Barry told Earl, he said, Earl, we hadn't signed a quality back yet.
Oh.
We need you. Well, I got wind of that. So, well, you don't think I'm quality. Arkansas had a guy named Leroy Montgomery, who was a recruiting coordinator. And, man, he stayed on me. After I told him that, he just kept on coming. He just kept on talking to me. That's the best thing ever happened to me.
I think you can tell Ike, not just the master of record-setting performances in the Orange Bowl, but the master of the pregnant pause. We had a great talk with Roland Sales, and one of the great things about that win for Arkansas in the Orange Bowl over Oklahoma, they weren't expected to even contend, especially with three of their best players suspended.
We were focused anyway.
Yeah.
We were coming into that game, had beaten everybody we were supposed to beat, got a chance to go to a real good bowl game, and then we were stripped of three people that got us there. And so that was painful for us. And, we watched the TV programs. And, you know, when the sports came on, it's, oh, University of Oklahoma versus Arkansas. Oh, man, that hurt. That was like a punch in the stomach. Like, we're just going to get blown out of this thing. And I said, we led in several division, levels of the defense all year long,
right,
offense as well. So I said people were completely disregarding that. So we went in there thinking win just like we always did. It was nothing super special about what we did. We were prepared by the coaches. And we were hungry. And I really wanted to do it because I got a ticket coming through Oklahoma going back up. And I didn't like that.
And revenge he got. Speaking of someone prepared, Ouachita head coach Todd Knight is preparing for battle in tomorrow's Battle of the Ravine against Henderson.
It is. I mean, we're a little disappointed where we sit right now. We're probably about four plays away from, you know, having an undefeated season. Yeah. And, you know, that's a little disheartening at this point. And, you know, it is what it is. We're at 7-2. We could have an 8-2 run, which would be excellent. But you got to put those things behind you. And, of course, it's all about this game. And the Battle of Clark County at this point is really more important than the conference title or anything else. So we're looking forward to the game. We're going to be pretty healthy for the first time again in about 3 weeks, so we're excited about that. First time we hadn't played these guys after them having an open date for 2 years. We're excited that both teams have played, you know, in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, a lot of things stack up good for us, and we like our team. You know, we've got a good football team. Kids have played hard this year, and, you know, we've had a couple unfortunate things. But we really feel like we'll be prepared, and we're looking forward to the game Saturday.
Going to be a great game tomorrow. Hope to see you there. And has anybody heard of Mary Sue Coleman? She is the school president of the University of Michigan. Somebody please keep a microphone out of her hands the next time she's had a couple of beverages.
Explain to me what this would be all about today. I thank you so much. And one of the things that makes me so proud is the tradition of Michigan, the great coaches that we have at Michigan, the great athletic director that we have at Michigan.
Sounds like she got into the Crown Royal a little early.
They blamed that on reverb.
I would like to finish this song. Rewind. And whoever thought Mike Tyson would ever go on The View? You want to talk about a guy who's turned into entertainment's darling.
He's got that HBO special tomorrow.
I can't wait to see it. I mean, growing up as a boxing fan in the 80s, Mike Tyson, I mean, his title was not just undisputed champion, it was the baddest man on the planet.
Not only did you write about your drug addiction, but also your sex addiction. You talked about how you slept with so many prostitutes and strippers that at one point you thought you were infected with AIDS, and you actually told your second wife that. Why didn't you stop that behavior?
Because it felt good. It really felt good. And I wasn't. I just thought I may have had it because every time I had to take my AIDS test for the box, and I was, hey, I'm not taking the test. Right. I don't want to take the test. And one time I went to Cuba, and I was having sex with this stripper when I was in Jamaica. First I went to Jamaica to go to Cuba, right. And boom, the rubber bust. And she looked at me like, and I said, wow, she gave me that look like she was sick, and now we're both sick, you know? And then so I went to Cuba, and I happened, this gentleman, he gave me a lobster that was boiled in water. It was boiled, and I got sick. And I was throwing up, and I threw up so much. And when I went back to Jamaica to see the girls that I brought with Jamaica women, they said, wow, Mike, even though you don't be training, you still look like you're in shape. And I started getting nervous. Whoa, because I lost so much weight.
So much weight, yeah.
And I said, man, I told the doctor, hey, doc, I got AIDS. I'm sure I got AIDS. And the doctor tested me. He said, no, you don't got AIDS, Mike. I said, doc, I have to have it, doctor. No. And look at me, doctor. And I don't know. I was just always afraid of that because I was just always just sleeping with strangers.
You're in good health,
and thank God.
Again, I never thought, I mean, I must be living in some other dimension when Mike Tyson is on The View. but that was the Zone Rewind. Been a great week of radio here on The Zone, 103.7 The Buzz. I'll be back on Monday with R.J. Hawk and Matt
Live
Harris.
From the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
We'll be at the Touchdown Club at the Embassy Suites. And I appreciate Matty T's help today and Pigskin Preacher.
Good job, Phil.
I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. The Razorback game will be on tonight on The Buzz. The Hogs basketball team taking on Louisiana. Tip off 7 o'clock, so